Now we'll turn to some of this week's letters to the evening news. We have a mixed postbag for you. Our first letter comes from Anne Farrant of Norwich, who uses an article about the sale of Gurney Court to give us a fascinating insight into the Martineau family of Norwich. As an admirer of the achievements of Norwich-born Harriet Martineau, I'm reluctant to detract from the honours associated with her in the report about the sale of Gurney Court, where she was born, October the 18th. However, Harriet was not the only distinguished member of the Martineau family. Martineau Lane is named after her uncle, Dr. Philip Meadows Martineau, who lived from 1752 to 1829. He lived in Brackendell Lodge, a splendid house with landscaped gardens, demolished in the 1960s, and now the site of Norfolk County Hall. Dr. Martineau was a highly respected surgeon who worked at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital for 50 years. He was behind the scheme which introduced an annual sermon preached at the cathedral with a collection for hospital funds. The event became increasingly popular over the years as music, in concert form, was added. In 1824, it was transformed into the first Norfolk and Norwich Triennial Music Festival, now the annual Norfolk and Norwich Festival. Dr. Martineau also established Norwich Public Library in 1784 with his cousin, John Taylor, whose grandfather, Dr. John Taylor, was one of the founders of the Octagon Chapel, where the Martineau family were worshipped.
Then June Rose of Norwich has a bit of a dire warning following seeing a beautiful rainbow. Anyone not up before 7 a.m. on Friday, the 12th of October, will have missed a most beautiful sunrise. I have seen many sunrises, but this one outshone them all. The pinks and red in the east soon spread across the sky, joined by a patchwork of other colours of the rainbow. An orange glow surrounded everything. Whenever I see a rainbow, I am reminded of the biblical story of God promising Noah that he would not flood the whole world again. But was this spectacular rainbow glow a warning that we humans could continue to bring about floods that could severely affect our very survival? There is news daily of severe floods all over the world, causing catastrophic damage and loss of life. Was this spectacular sunrise a sign that we need to do more to save our planet?
One of our news items today tells of the police action to curb car emissions. Correspondent Richard Gaskin of Norwich also has this in mind. Can I ask when Norwich City Council will start to enforce the switch it off law with regard to vehicle emissions? I found myself recently sitting at a bus stop in Theatre Street at eye level with one after another waiting buses, all with their engines running. By the way, the bus shelter carries a notice from NCC reminding drivers of the new law.
Finally, David Gifford of Ditchingham asks questions of the BBC, as he says, I find it remarkable that the BBC are contemplating taking away the free TV licence fee from people over the age of 75. Surely this shows just how out of touch these people are. They're quite happy to pay millionaires even more money to present TV shows or commentate on football matches that took place a few hours or minutes previously. But they are reluctant to sustain an important link to the outside world for vulnerable people. In my view, the BBC Trust needs to take a long, hard look at where they fit into our national life, or they will find themselves having to ask themselves some very difficult questions relating to their future in its present form.